Way News, I'm Christina Menenti. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, one of Ukraine's most recognizable faces on the international stage, has submitted his resignation ahead of an expected major government reshuffle. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kuleba did not give a reason, but was one of several cabinet ministers stepping down in what President Volodymyr Zelensky calls a reboot, saying his government needs new energy in diplomacy and elsewhere as the war with Russia approaches the 1,000-day mark. Kuleba's been a key player in taking Ukraine's message to the world, and just last week urged Western partners to lift restrictions on using long-range weapons inside Russia.
If we are allowed to strike, we will significantly decrease the capacity of Russia.
Pointedly saying if that does not happen,
then do not complain on Ukraine, complain on yourself.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The fire and disaster at Grenfell Tower in 2017 was a death trap due to failures by the UK government and industry, the inquiry finds. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The group representing survivors and families bereaved by a deadly high-rise fire in London in 2017 has urged authorities to deliver justice after the release of a major damning report into the disaster in which 72 people lost their lives. Natasha Elcott of Grenfell United says today's report speaks to the lack of competence, understanding and fundamental failure to perform the most basic duties of care.
We paid the price of systematic dishonesty, institutional indifference and neglect.
The report, released after a years-long public inquiry, said decades of failures had turned Grenfell Tower into a death trap. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. South Korea says it has detected suspected trash-carrying balloons launched by North Korea. The tit-for-tat Cold War-style campaigns are adding to the tensions fueled by North Korea's growing nuclear ambitions and the South's expansion of joint military exercises with the United States. Donald Trump is fighting his legal troubles in New York as he campaigns for president. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump continuing to try and overturn his conviction in his New York hush money case, taking his fight to the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals after a federal judge Tuesday rejected Trump's request to intervene, ruling his conviction for falsifying business records to pay Stormy Daniels involved his personal life, not official actions that the Supreme Court ruled are immune from prosecution. Meanwhile, the trial judge still deciding whether to delay Trump's September 18th sentencing and also deciding on a defense motion to overturn his conviction on the 34 felony counts. Trump denies all the charges. Falsifying business records is punishable by prison time, probation, or a fine. Julie Walker, New York.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan and Egyptian counterpart Abdel Fattah al-Sisi discussed the Gaza war and ways to further repair the long-frozen ties between the regional powers during talks in Ankara, in the first such presidential visit in 12 years. After collapsing in 2013, ties between the two countries began thawing in 2020 when Ankara launched a diplomatic drive to ease tensions with its estranged regional rivals, including the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. A global human rights watchdog has implicated Venezuelan security forces and pro-government armed groups in killings that occurred during the protests that followed the country's disputed July presidential election. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Human Rights Watch, in a report detailing repressive measures the government unleashed after the vote, asserted that credible evidence gathered and analyzed by researchers, forensic pathologists, and arms experts ties Venezuela's National Guard and National Police to some of the 24 killings that took place as people protested the outcome of the election. The organization also concluded that violent gangs aligned with the ruling party also appear to be responsible in some of the deaths. 23 of those killed were protesters or bystanders, and one was a member of the Bolivarian National Guard. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A freight train derailed on Tuesday night in the northern Mexico border city of Ciudad Juarez, injuring at least 10 migrants and leaving one child missing, local authorities said on Wednesday. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.